I got up here, I started out by telling you I was an extreme introvert. And then a few weeks later, Nate got up and told you that he was the introvert of introverts. And then a little bit later, Danny got up. And I just learned on Friday that he's also an introvert. Which kind of got me thinking, you know, it's like, God, what's up with that? Well, his answer was very quick and very clear. Where you are weak, I am strong. And I want to thank Ken last week for his message. It was titled, Know Your God. And I thought, oh, that's perfect. God's orchestrating all of these. Because it set the stage beautifully for me. And the title of my message is, Do You Know Your Father's Love? Know Your God. Well, I grew up in church. Earliest memories, yeah, God was part of my life. You know, in the church, in the early days, yeah, it was in my early days. Many, many, many times you'd hear, God is love. God is love. For God so loved the earth, he sent his only begotten Son. God is love. You know, love's a big deal in the Bible. With the help of my wife, we actually ran a little Bible app thing on the computer. Yeah, I'm not very good at that, but love or loved or loving or something that had to do with love came up 703 times. It's a big deal. Hell, on the other hand, came up, 60-some times? But it seemed like every time I turned around as a kid, I was told I was going to go to hell for stepping out of line. But sometimes to know the Father's love, you got to forget some things. Didn't do my homework. Oh, you're going to hell for that. Didn't do exactly what I was told. Oh, you're going to hell for that. Makes a bad impression on a little kid. Can be hard to overcome. And then oftentimes the church is not God's best friend. People in the church tend to miss the mark, me included. I have a very, very vivid memory. I was probably about that big. And they had just instituted a thing called the sign of peace, where you were to turn around and greet somebody in God's name, kind of like we did a little earlier. Here I am, this little kid. And I turned around and I put my hand out to this older woman. And I don't know if I had oatmeal in my hair or spinach in my teeth or mud on my hands, but she looked at me with this horrified look. She was horrified to have to reach out, little kid. What kind of message is that about God's love? Not a very good one. Yeah, you know, and there were quite a few years of that. And then I had my fill. And it came out here. And again, the message God is love. God is love. I quit hearing the message, you're going to hell for that. But I still didn't see his love. I was here for 20 years. And during that 20 years, there were a lot of people that got offended. Didn't get loved. And they left. There's a few faces that are still here from way back then, but there's a lot of them that are not. God is love. Doesn't sound quite right. What are we doing wrong? And then there's a message about love in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. That's a hard one. I have love. I mean, I tried to love the people around me. Tried to love my family. It just didn't seem to be getting the job done. I love my son. But it brought his wife to me in tears, crying for her husband because his father didn't have any time for him. I love my wife. But it brought me within a day of having divorce papers filed on me. I didn't get it. Just didn't get it. And then finally, a day came. And I had an encounter with the Father's love. And his love filled my heart. Filled my heart. The scales fell from my eyes and the lights came on and the elevator went all the way to the top. It's not about my love. It's his love. In me, through me, that makes a difference. His love in me, first of all, restored me. Comfortable in my own skin. Confident in who I am in him. His love in me, through me, restored my relationship with my son. And with his wife. Pretty amazing. To serve with my son on these word teams. Side by side. Not my love. Completely and totally healed my marriage. Brought it from the brink of divorce. Not my love. His love in me, through me. I can look around this church and I can see where it's made a difference in this church. There's a lot of men that have been on retreats with me. It's not my love. It's his love. Do you know the Father's love? Not do you know all about it. Do you know it? If you don't, you need to find it. And if you do, you need to move in it. And everything you do needs to be in his love. You read through that chapter 13 once again. And you just add, you know, you put in there that with his love, with the Father's love, I can do all of this. I mean, Jesus had the Father's love. Right after he got baptized by John, what happened? The big booming voice from heaven. This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. I feel pretty special when I hear that from my earthly father. Can you imagine how Jesus felt? But he's also saying that to each and every one of us. Stephen, when he was being stoned. And stoned in those days is not the same definition we have that we get in these days. You know, stoned is completely different. People were throwing rocks at him until he was dead. And what did he do? His words were, "Father, do not hold this sin against him." You think that was his love? No. God's love. He was operating in the Father's love. Over and over, the stories in there, you think about it, they're not operating in their own love. We need to operate in the Father's love. And then things will happen. We'll make the mark. No longer will we be hurting the little ones. No longer will we be offending our brothers and sisters. And if we do get offended, we'll go to them and make it right. I know the time was there when I left and nobody came after me. We need to go after them. We need to operate in the Father's love. Where did that sheep go? Leave the 99 and go after the one. That's what a shepherd's supposed to do. The Father's love. It's an amazing thing. You know, and if you don't know the Father's love, why not? Do you feel like maybe you're unworthy? Can't receive it? I'm not worthy. I'm a sinner. Well, the fact is, you're not. None of us are. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. The truth is, that doesn't matter. It's a gift. Receive it. That's all you have to do. Receive it. Go to Him. Receive it. If you received it and you walked away, that doesn't... You turn around. He's still there. Always. He's still there. Ready to pour it out. Now, the last time I spoke, it was all about Christ in me, arise. So this is basically part two. The power that makes that happen. The power to make Christ arise in me is the Father's love. And my prayer the last time was, Christ in us, arise. My prayer this time is to rain down your love on your people. And receive it. Live and move in it. And all will be better.